Guys,
welcome back. Today we were talking about four released cars. Two of them show cars. Maybe the Haas was not a show car, but the Red Bull was definitely a show car. Let's talk about the Haas first. Very interesting. I don't even think we need to talk about it. It's the same livery. Yeah, it's the same livery, almost. It's not the greatest livery that we've seen. Aston Martin looked very good. They just made the green a little bit lighter, and they added some lime green. On the Aston Martin logos, they have the blister bump for the Mercedes engine. There's the crypto.com on that. That's very cool, the way they put crypto.com. I like it. It's an interesting car. The way they made the front wing, I think, in my opinion, is very interesting. Very unique. Yeah. That's all I pretty much have to say about it. I think that's what we're really going to be seeing. And then, Red Bull was a showcase car. It's a showcase car, but the car really does look like a F2 car. Like, that's all I could say about it. It looks like an F2 car. You see the front wing? It's like, if you look at the Red Bull Junior car on F2, it's very similar. That's what, in my opinion, at least. Very similar to an F2 car. It's very similar to last year, except they have the $500 million sponsor. What's it called? Oh yeah, Oracle. Oracle is replaced Red Bull on the side pods. So yeah, there's still Red Bull on top of it. Yeah, obviously they're not gonna remove their main brand. That's literally the name of the company. But yeah, Red Bull's on top of it. It's smaller, but Oracle is like gigantic on the side pods. So I don't know. That doesn't affect anything. I like the livery. It's a show car, so I can't really say anything about it yet. The Aston Martin, you can. It looks very... The Aston Martin. I don't know how I feel about it, but... I like the colors of the Aston Martin. The Red Bull is... The Red Bull hasn't really changed over the years. So, yeah. Like, you could check all the Red Bull cars. Maybe the structure has changed a bit, but they're all pretty much the same. Now, on to the best, in my opinion, the McLaren! Yeah, this one was nice. I like what they did with the blue. They changed it to that Monaco type, like, from their one-off livery. Okay, so you know the livery from Monaco? They sort of made the blue lighter like that. And I like that. They really use a lot of black, which is cool. I like the way the front wing is. I like the way they made the front wing. Very unique car. Very different car. The suits that the drivers are wearing give me a NASCAR, like... Give me a NASCAR feeling. Probably also because of all the sponsors. Yeah. I like it. The colors. I like the black. I like the papaya. Or orange. It's pretty nice. But we can't say anything about how they're going to perform with the car. Unless you're an aerodynamic genius. But I don't think there are any aerodynamic geniuses here. So yeah, if you pretty much, like... And plus, it's good cars. We don't know what's good. We don't know what's bad. So yeah. If you know a lot of things about the new cars, like, probably nobody knows. But yeah, send me a voice message or whatever they're called. But so far, I don't think anybody knows. Except for the engineers, obviously, knows what they're going for. I don't think, pretty much it. the Haas short car, same livery. Aston Martin, very cool, like this type. It's almost like a go-kart. Red Bull. Yeah, Red Bull F2. Red Bull wasn't the worst. Red Bull, it's always the same. I truly expect to see a good car. Like, that was a show car, hopefully, I hope. That was a show car, so hopefully we see something good from them. And McLaren, 10 out of 10, love it. And now for the ratings. Now my ratings. This is going to be a short segment. My ratings. I'll do this with the next four cars, which I don't know which one they are. I know the next one's AlphaTauri. So, Haas. I didn't have high expectations for Haas, but I didn't have low expectations. Well, my expectations out of 10 were 5. And I think the rating that I give the car, I like the flow of it. I like the style of it. It's the same livery, but a little difference. I like the I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But I give it a 6 out of 10. Yeah. 6 out of 10. Next up. The beautiful Aston Martin. Aston Martin, I like. It's one of the cars that, like, showed their true car. There might be minor details that they didn't add, like they simplified some parts because of, like, hiding from other teams. But yeah, Aston Martin, I say, is a very good one. 8.5 out of 10. That's an 85%. The Haas one I gave a 60%, and the Aston Martin 85%. Then the Red Bull. Red Bull, I had high hopes, very high. Maybe when you have high hopes and it's not that great, you very put it down, but since it's a show car, we can't say anything about it, even the Haas. But I like the style of the car. I like the line, or like the red line that connects with the Red Bull, yeah, on top of the Oracle. I'm gonna give it a 7.5, 75%. Now, the last one. McLaren. That one was nice. I love the whole intro thing and everything. I love the way they introduced it. Everything was nice. Yeah, I just they obviously simplified a lot of parts. I like the car. I like everything. I mean, obviously, I don't think there's anything you can do because it's the first season. I don't know if they can improve anything. But I love the car. Love the colors. Love the style. Very different. 9.5. 95. So yeah. That's what I'm going to end it off. Best car for me. McLaren so far. Very, very excited for the Ferrari one. Because that's my team. Yeah. So Ferrari one is on the 17th. AlphaTauri is on the 14th. And that's all I can remember. So yeah. I hope you like this. Yeah, next one's on Valentine's Day. And tomorrow's Super Bowl. Go Rams. Yeah, go Rams. Bye-bye.